Casino. Czechs enjoy their excellent beer more with every passing year. The annual consumption of alcohol in the past 70 years has tripled, with beer, wine and plum brandy at the top of the list. Close to 100 Czech towns have now issued bans on drinking in public places, such as the main square, the park and the vicinity of schools and hospitals. As a result, a beer could cost you up to 2,000 crowns, and mayors say the fines are proving extremely effective. Over 30 more town halls are preparing to introduce similar bans. At first, some hard drinkers thought to outsmart the authorities by pouring hard drinks into soft drink bottles. But officers have now been given alcohol detectors, which indicate whether a bottle contains an alcoholic beverage or not. Czech Radio's morning broadcasts in South Bohemia have unexpectedly reintroduced a 10-minute calisthenics session for listeners. This rise and shine early morning slot was a staple in the communist era and was abolished after 1989. Now, someone wading through the archives found the program, and the station decided to run it as an experiment. The response was instant. Young listeners thought it was hilarious and considered it a joke. Older people, for whom the radio gym slot brought back nostalgic memories of their youth, promptly started exercising according to the directions given. Czech Radio says it is amazed by how many people have contacted them to say thank you and intends to keep the 10-minute slot on as long as there is interest in it. Our older listeners benefit from regular daily exercise, and if this will do the trick, then we're happy to comply, the station's editor-in-chief told the media. Well, it just goes to show that old habits really die hard, and while young people have their spinning and kickbox classes, the older generation is happy to go back to calisthenics. The damage caused by a fire that ravaged the entire left wing of the Art Deco Industrial Palace at Prague's main exhibition grounds recently has been estimated at 1 billion crowns. But things could have been a lot worse if the fire had broken out a month earlier, when this particular wing housed an exhibition of precious stamps, including the Blue Mauritius and the famous Black One Penny stamp, both part of Queen Elizabeth's stamp collection. The stamp exhibition was insured for 1 billion crowns, but the Blue Mauritius itself is said to be priceless. When the fire broke out, there was a stomatology exhibition underway, and dentist drills will certainly be a lot easier to replace. If you'd like to be able to whip up some gourmet meals for friends, then consider going to this year's Gastrofest in the town of České Budějovice. The three-day festival will present new products, technologies and trends in the field of gastronomy. And in addition to presentations for professionals, there will be a variety of fun events for the public, such as watching international chefs and barmen at work and sampling a variety of Czech and foreign dishes. There will also be two attempts to get into the Guinness Book of Records. Gastronomy students will produce an outsized pancake and a gingerbread cake inspired by the architecture of České Budějovice. The cake should be 3 times 3 meters large, contain 1,600 eggs and weigh an incredible 300 kilos. If you like the sound of that, then remember that the food festival takes place in České Budějovice from November the 13th to the 15th. It It was the pride of the Czechoslovak arms industry, and that's saying a lot, since between the wars, Czechoslovakia was one of Europe's most industrialized countries and one of the world's biggest arms producers. The LT-35 light tank was first produced in 1935 and perfected 3 years later. At the time, it was the most cutting-edge weapon in its category. In 1938, it formed the backbone of the Czech military. During the war, the Nazis used it in their battles in Poland and France. After the war, the Americans shipped it to the States to study its technology. The tank could go as fast as 34 kilometers per hour, weighed 11 tons and included a riveted armor, a two-man turret, and a cannon for which 72 rounds were stored on board. Although the Czechoslovak army had close to 300 of these tanks, it does not have a single one left. Most of them were destroyed in combat or ended up outside the country's borders. The Museum of Military History repeatedly entered into negotiations with other European countries with the aim of acquiring at least one LT-35, but these negotiations never bore fruit. Now one of these tanks has finally come home, courtesy of the US military. It arrived last Friday and is being inspected in view of maintenance. Although the tank's exterior has been renovated, the interior has grown rusty, and the tank will also need a new engine so that it can be shown in military parades. The tank will be permanently housed at the Olešany Museum of Military History, while it will have pride of place as the museum's most precious acquisition. The main complaint levelled against the Czech education system is that it is based on drills and memorising, another relic from the communist era and maybe even the Austro-Hungarian Empire. However, things are slowly changing. Two Czech professors, Pavel Doulík and Jiří Škoda, put their heads together to produce a chemistry textbook for 8th graders that is inventive and inspiring and makes chemistry an exciting adventure. The book was a hit at this year's Frankfurt Book Fair, where it was awarded a gold medal. The co-authors, who are good friends, said their aim was to show kids how to apply their knowledge of chemistry in everyday life.